The film Blue Velvet and the television series Twin Peaks established filmmaker David Lynch more than a decade ago as one of Hollywood's stranger talents. Though he has made a few conventional movies, the adjective most often used to describe his pictures is surreal. Critic Bob Mondello says that description certainly applies to his latest film, Mulholland Drive.
Okay, here for what it's worth is what happens in the first few minutes. High in the Hollywood Hills, late at night, a woman in a limousine is being threatened with a gun when a car careens down Mulholland Drive and crashes into the limo, killing her attacker. The crash leaves the woman unable to remember who she is, so she staggers to a nearby apartment complex, spots an occupant leaving a unit, and sneaks in. The next morning, Betty, the occupant's perky niece, who's just arrived in L.A. hoping to become a movie star, discovers the woman taking a shower in her aunt's bathroom. She asks her name, and the woman spies a Rita Hayworth movie poster and says, "Rita." Soon, Betty and Rita are buddies, and Betty, needing something to do between auditions, is trying to help Rita recover her memory.
"I wonder where you were going. Mulholland Drive. Maybe that's where the accident was. There must be a police report we could call. No, we could call anonymously from a payphone just to see if there was an accident. Come on, it'll be just like in the movies. We'll pretend to be someone else."
So far, it all sounds pretty linear, right? Well, I've left out some things. The guy in the bear suit who's skulking around behind a diner, for instance. And the millionaire cowboy who hangs out in corrals all night. The gangsters who are threatening a hotshot movie director over the casting of his next picture. And the dwarf, and the nightclub singer, and the corpse in the apartment. And, well, you get the idea.
Now you got me scared.
Mulholland Drive is a fairly characteristic David Lynch picture, which is to say it's moody, atmospheric, and gorgeous to look at. It also takes a flying leap through the looking glass towards the end, after which, if I understood things correctly, the two leads turn out not to be who you thought they were, or not. I have to confess, I really don't know what I saw. I mean, I can tell you the specifics, but I can't tell you what it all adds up to. Other critics have suggested that Lynch has made a savage indictment of the dream factory that is Hollywood, and I rather like that idea, but I can't say I saw it in the picture. On the other hand, I must say I've been thinking about this movie a lot more than I've thought about anything else that's come out of Hollywood in a while. Lynch really does know how to wrap you up in a fantasy, and when he sends this one spiraling through more curves than you'll find on the real Mulholland Drive, the journey is pretty intriguing, even if it leaves you with no idea where you've been. I'm Bob Mondello.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
Audio engineers include Linda Mack, Jerry Tennant, Stuart Grace, Josh Rogerson, Kurt Turner, and Cal Southworth here in Washington.
Manoli Weatherill and Neil Rauch in New York City, Lorna White and Robert Newhouse in Chicago, and Leo DeLagula and Marcia Caldwell in Los Angeles.
Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.